Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV in Richmond. Appreciate you checking us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country using that Odyssey app. You can rewind if you miss something. Download that Odyssey app if you haven't already. And of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team.
Mm-hmm.
It's Bish Bucks, Cakes, and JP today running the three-man show. I believe EB returns on Tuesday. Drabby set to return on Tuesday. He had his hair restoration surgery yesterday and was supposed to basically sleep
straight up, sitting up, standing
sitting up.
Yeah.
Who knows how his night of sleep was. I did hear him in the background because you were scrambling to figure out the phones. So Drabby was up. Did you happen to ask him how his night of sleep was?
I think he may be possibly joining us, or you're speaking to him on the phone.
No. I was just talking to him on the phone about a phone issue that we're having here.
Okay.
I can't wait for Tuesday.
Okay.
Because I've seen a behind-the-scenes picture that he doesn't want you guys to see.
Okay.
Mm. I saw a couple, and then he asked me to delete one that
I don't know. This one is jarring and graphic and shocking.
Really?
Okay.
Like, and I cannot
wait. It looked painful?
I don't know if there's pain involved, but the way his head looked,
right?
Mm-hmm. It looked like there was pain involved.
Right. Yeah, what I was surprised by, and I don't want to talk about it too much, was, and I guess it's a choice, that, all right, if you looked at his bald head, where they had the line was higher up than I thought. You know what I mean? So, like, he's not bringing that hairline back to where it was when he was 20.
Oh, okay, I know.
He's maybe choosing, and maybe that's what they have to do, that his hairline is maybe like right here, not down here.
Well, I think it might be a construction of the doctor. Like, yes, maybe your hairline is higher up than you think. Because, like, look at my
hair.
That's
true. Your hair comes down.
And it kind of comes down.
And it also might be phase one, because the doctor said straight up, like, there might be a phase two and a phase three.
But I really think Tuesday, if you're P1 in this show, Tuesday is going to be a great show.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a big reveal that you guys don't want to miss.
Mm. Okay.
That's a good sell. It's a good hard sell. Looking forward to
it. When we talk to the doctor, I think it's going to work out. The thing is, it's a 6 to 12 month long payoff, he said.
Drab actually ruined my Memorial Day.
He did?
Because all I can think about is that picture that he sent me.
It's in your brain now.
It's in my brain.
Yeah, he looked happy in the one picture that I saw.
He's getting his life changed.
Yeah.
He's getting a Lamborghini of hair transplants.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Or hair procedures, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
As long as he didn't botch his sleep. That would be devastating.
Look, you just sleep in a recliner for a night. Anybody could do that. I mean, it's not going to be the most comfortable night of sleep, but you can adapt for a night.
I'm sure he got through it. But I'm wondering how he's feeling this morning.
Not sure.
With probably limited sleep or affected sleep, and then how his head's feeling.
You want me to call him?
Sure, might as well. He's probably sleeping or trying to.
No, he's up. He's up.
Well, that's true because he got the
kids. He's already been putting out fires.
Right.
I mean, Cakes can't figure out the call screen here because we don't have the passwords.
Nope.
I don't even think Drab remembered the password. It might be saved somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know.
Usually Mike Marr scrambles in here and hits something.
Mike Marr's speeding down to the Outer Banks with a U-Haul filled with Surfsides.
Well, I was surprised by Mike Marr. He has a pretty decent car.
Haven't seen his car. Don't know what he drives.
Because I brought him some bottles of Scotty's vodka, and we were trying to figure it out. Like, he still had to stay at work, and he parks for free. He just finds a spot in the morning. Now, it's dicey.
Now, that sounds dicey. How does that work?
He just finds a spot.
That doesn't make sense. He just finds a spot where he doesn't have to pay?
Yeah, there's plenty of
spots.
There's
free street parking?
Well, I don't know if it's supposed to be free. You might have to pay, but he believes
he's dodging.
So far, he's dodged tickets.
Or maybe it kicks in at a certain time.
Yeah,
that could be it.
Maybe
I think that's it, because I've heard about people that will park down here, and I think maybe at 7 a.m. Like, if they don't move their car, then it's just prime spot for getting a ticket.
Right.
Some people don't care. Some people will park on the street right next to the building, and they'll have five tickets on their windshield, or there's a boot on their car. Like, they just don't care.
Correct.
And you know that DC's after you.
Yeah. Anyway, it's care if they have a boot on their car.
It's not like some super fancy car, but it's a Mazda.
Right.
I think it was a little SUV.
I think he's in the market for another car, though.
It's fairly new.
Yeah, he's looking.
It wasn't a beater. Like, I expected a beater.
Right. No.
I bought my son a beater.
Yeah.
New driver. Why would I buy him a brand new car?
You're not going to buy something silly.
He's got a car with roll down windows.
Yeah, that's really old school.
I do feel a little emasculated that Mar has a better car than me. You know what? My car's paid off.
You know what?
It's nice for car note.
Don't get car shamed, Valdez. It's okay. Certain people want to car shame you. Just fend them off.
So you guys have older kids. I have a younger kid. I was going to bring up a study, and maybe we'll bring it up later. But Drab is on the line with us. How you feeling, Drabby?
Good morning. I'm feeling all right.
Super excited for your reveal on Tuesday. We all are. Now, I saw some of the pictures. You told me to take one down, but we wondered about your sleep, because you were supposed to sleep sitting up or standing up.
Not standing up, sitting up.
Well, if you could.
Well, propped up. I was propped up in the bed. You're just not used to it, so you wake up like every 15 minutes, it feels like.
Yeah.
And you're terrified that you tilted over and all your hairs fell out. But
follicles looking good.
To the best of my knowledge, I don't see any hair grafts in the sheets this morning, so I think we're good.
That's great news. That's fantastic.
What time did you wrap up last night?
I was pretty wiped out because I didn't sleep great the night before.
No. What time did you wrap up the surgery?
Oh, it was an 11-hour day.
Oh.
But I was lollygagging a little bit.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, I was lollygagging. So
you were just hanging out like at the doctor's office?
I got out of there about 4:45, 5 o'clock.
Still, you're in a chair essentially for 11 hours. The doctor's there. Does he have a nurse helping him? Like, how does this work?
Oh, there's a whole team. There was, I don't know, five or six techs working in shifts coming in. You're basically just sitting there learning about people's lives for all day long, and they're learning about you, and you're just, it's like sharing, sitting at a bar with friends or something.
Okay.
You're just shooting the S for a couple
of days. It sounds like a lot of work, actually.
You don't want to end up like Norm.
As they punch 3,000 holes into your head.
that's a lot of holes, man.
I think we should save more for the reveal, but I just mentioned this to Valdez, because he said he saw one picture, and I saw the one picture, and you told me to take it down because we'll have a bigger reveal. But did you choose where the hairline would be?
Is that a conversation piece with Valdez already?
No, not really. Just
a question.
I saw the picture.
Yes, you got to have it. I can tell you more about it later, but you got to have it be age appropriate. You can't just come in and be looking like you're 16 years old. You'd look like a fool.
Yeah,
right. That's kind of what I said.
Yeah. So you got to pick a spot and then. You know, he asked me at one point, do you want it a little bit more receding and then we can pack it in more density? Ooh. Or do you want it more rounded off lower?
Huh.
This is kind of like a quality versus quantity argument.
Exactly. That's one where I would just lean on the doctor and say, I just.
Well, what do you think? You think I made that decision, Cakes? I said, whatever you think is going to look better.
Perfect.
They should have AI renderings.
Yeah.
That would help.
I'd like to see those.
Yeah. It was a long, long day. So far I can't tell you how excited I am. I'm feeling good. I don't even need Tylenol. I never took the heavy meds that they gave me.
Oh, good.
So, big reveal on Tuesday.
Bring those in for Cakes.
Bring those in for us. Yeah. Not just Cakes.
Yeah. I gotcha.
All right. But how many hours do you think you slept last night?
Probably total maybe five or something. I'm gonna take I did fall asleep on the table for a while. I don't know if that's I was so cozy. And they gave me Valium, and I said, how long was I sleeping for? And he goes, over an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You needed it. You got two little kids at home.
You don't have to sleep upright tonight, do you? Back to normal, or do you have to?
One more night of sleeping up, all propped up.
Okay.
And then tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Saturday, I'm gonna go to the doctor, and he's going to, as they say, clean my hair or wash it. And then he's going to tell me I'm good to go or whatever we got to do next. So
excellent.
Hey, man, change your life.
I could share more.
Exciting news. On Tuesday, we will give you all of the pictures.
Big reveal. Big reveal.
Yep.
Excellent.
Awesome, man.
Well, right, guys, later.
I mean, we should let the listeners know that in Drab's absence, there's been a ginger takeover behind the glass. I mean, Ben and Max sitting so many redheads. It's like a ginger explosion behind the glass today. Look at these guys.
Maximilian.
I have one more comment about Drab's procedure.
Mm-hmm.
I really think this might be one of the best show bits since we bought a horse.
It's a great show centric bit. There's no doubt about it.
I don't know. I just find it funny.
Drab is changing his life. He's going from a baldy to a guy with hair.
Hey, right. That picture that you saw, was it just the one where he's goofy, kind of smiling?
He's in his car.
I don't know.
You know what?
You might have seen a different picture.
I'm not going to look. I want to be surprised.
No. I'm not going to show you guys.
Yeah. I want to see on Tuesday. I'm going to wait. I want to be surprised by the result.
But how different is he going to look on Tuesday? Because it takes almost a year for it to actually grow.
But you're going to see the seeds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We're going to see the genesis of his new hairdo.
Okay.
I'm excited. I want to see it.
Will he be wearing, can he wear a hat?
I think he said by Tuesday he's able to wear a hat.
He can.
Yeah.
All right.
Tuesday might be a 4-hour show.
But
about
I'll tell you this, he's taking that hat off at some point on Tuesday. He ain't wearing the hat the whole show Tuesday.
No, he knows that.
He definitely knows that. Man, I'm excited to see it. I'm excited to see the end product because then I might jump into that pool. You never know. If I love Drab's results, maybe I'm the next go under the knife with Dr. Burka.
Go under the needle.
Yeah, or whatever it is.
Next man up.
I could be the next man
up. By the way,
I
didn't think about with my procedure with the skin cancer,
with the
dermatologist, I didn't think about a possibility of a scar. And I was hanging out with my buddy yesterday, and he looked at it, and he goes, is that going to scar? And I'm going to take my Band-Aid off. And
we got a good one.
You haven't seen the...
Should we do this after we come back? Do it now?
No, you can do it now.
Big reveal. Yeah. Hold on. This is drum roll worthy.
I asked you that yesterday.
Jason's peeling back his bandage.
Hold on. This kind of hurts because I got the...
Hitting the hair.
Yeah. All right. Do you see that?
Yeah. I mean, some stitches.
Do you think? I mean,
it's maybe about an inch and a half.
Is there like some sort of white cream, like medicine?
I put some medicine on.
All right.
But so you can't really see the stitches right now?
Oh, I can see them.
Oh, you can see them. So I'm just wondering she'll remove the stitches next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Well, I have a scar there.
I think you might have it initially, but you can put stuff on a scar. I mean, I have a 5-inch scar on my arm.
Yeah.
Maybe 6 inches. It's never gone away. Now, this was more substantial, but yours is right along the hairline,
too.
I think
it's going to be minimal.
I don't think you'll notice it very much.
Well, luckily, it's along the hairline, So
yeah,
can you even see mine from a distance?
Don't sweat it.
Oh, yeah.
You can?
Dude, it looks like 8 inches.
It's like the scene in Jaws where they're comparing wounds and injuries when they're on the boat before.
Yeah, but I wasn't thinking about the possibility of a scar.
Meanwhile, Cakes has no scars, but he has a hurt thumb.
Oh, I do have a health development.
You have a thumb update?
No, not thumb related. I don't know how I got this because I try to avoid yard work at every single opportunity. I've got poison ivy.
Oh.
I'm going to try to make an appointment later today.
Where is it?
It's on my arm.
Oh yeah.
It's hurting. Look.
Oh, geez.
Look at that. Look at that bursting out.
That's hurting.
It's hurting.
You haven't been scratching it, though.
No.
So it doesn't itch right now? It doesn't itch? It looks like it does. Or hurt.
It's annoying.
So were you doing yard work?
I must have been doing something.
Or is this during a walk with the dog?
It could have been during a walk with the dog. I don't know. I don't know how I got it, but it's not great. And I'm not happy about it.
Hmm.
And I might spend part of my Memorial Day weekend in a stupid doctor's office getting some sort of ointment or steroid to get rid of it. Because it looks kind of angry.
That's an angry little patch.
Angry patch of poison ivy on your boy. So everybody, you know what? Everybody's dealing with something. Everybody's dealing with a little health something or another. Now yours is more serious because you had to undergo surgery.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to pop a steroid and I'll be good.
I don't think I have anything right now, Kicks. Oh, yeah, I mean, I have a lot of maladies.
You just kicked yourself. Something is doing push-ups around the corner. Yeah.
Lack of sleep, but that's...
Yeah, that's standard. That's for everybody.
All right, coming up next, we'll open up Cakes' entertainment page here on The Junkies. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here on the DMV. How many pictures do you have saved on your phone?
I have no idea.
Video on my phone and I can't find it.
I'm not good at deleting like phones and videos. I mean, pictures and videos off my phone. Like, I'll do it when my phone is like, hey, idiot, there's no more room left on your phone. Delete something. So I don't know. I could have 1,000 pictures and videos. I don't know. I don't have any idea.
Oh, I have like 7,000.
I mean, maybe I have.
Makes
that
it hard to find something specific. I was just curious. All right, let's open up the entertainment page.
Yep, it's driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW of Fairfax and ask for EB's girl Miriam, the general manager, or check him out at bmwoffairfax.com. All right, I'm going to lead with something it's not really a story on the EP. It's just an observation I made yesterday. Valdez, can you play the song that I asked you to have ready? Valdez is going to play a little ditty here.
I heard you say the name of the band, but I wouldn't have been able to pull it.
Can we get to the hook? Maybe I've heard the hook.
It's coming. It's actually.
I mean, it's a good song. It's a talented band.
Okay. Don't know the band.
All right. The band is the Lumineers, and I'll stop talking when they get to the chorus.
Okay. I mean, I've heard of the band Lumineers, but I wouldn't know any of their songs.
Do they have the Ho Hey song?
Yes.
Okay. That's the one I know.
Here's what I wanted to bring up. I heard an advertisement for the Lumineers that they're going to be playing here in D.C.
Is that an American band? I don't even know.
I don't know anything about their background.
Okay.
But I was like, at the end, they tell you, okay, they're playing at the Anthem, or they're playing at the 930 Club, or they're playing at Capital One Arena.
Okay.
The Lumineers. I guess sleep on them.
Oh, they must be playing a stadium.
They're playing at Nationals Park.
Ooh.
They're doing two nights at a place you might have heard of, Jason, Fenway Park.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I've been there a bunch of times. Let's see.
They're playing Citi Field. I mean, they're playing the biggest of the big rooms. I just didn't know the Lumineers were like a stadium band.
They've played.
Apparently they are.
I see a picture of them playing at Wrigley Field. Yeah. So yeah, they played big stadiums.
I was unaware that the Lumineers are that popular. I'm just out of touch.
I didn't even know who they were.
I'm out of touch. I know who they are, but I
mean, I've heard of them.
When I heard at the end, they were like, you can go see them in Nationals Park. I was like, at first I was like, is that part of the Nationals like post-game concert series? No. There's no game going on. It's just them. So props to the Lumineers. They're doing something
they
right.
They're like the kings of songs that are girls' names. Like Ophelia.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Gloria.
Yeah.
Angela.
Okay.
Cleopatra.
Well, whatever they're doing, they're playing Nats Park. They're playing Comerica Park. Citizens Bank Park in Philly. Like the biggest of the big.
Yeah, they're like folk rock.
Okay. Just an observation. I did not know how big they were. They're really big.
And by the way,
they're really popular.
I believe they are from Denver.
Okay.
So they are not.
All right. So English. Lumineers coming to Nats Park September 6th. Oh, that's NFL opening weekend. It's not that far off. Valdez gave me a picture. I hate that we talk about this person so much. It drives me crazy, actually. Of Jordan Hudson, she made an Instagram post.
I was trying to think. There's a lot of people you don't like to talk about.
Now this is a great looking Instagram post because all it is a close up picture of some sort of patio table, looking off over the water. Sun is setting. The sun is like grayish orange. Sun just set. It's beautiful. I mean, it's a beautiful picture.
Mm-hmm.
And on the table is a big container of Old Bay seasoning.
Uh-huh.
And her caption is Old Bay with my Old Bay, talking about Bill Belichick.
Bill, right.
And of course she has not one, not two, three emojis after the her little caption there. And she's definitely put, now this is what something I do respect about her. She's putting Old Bay on her wings. Because
mm-hmm.
off to the left, there's definitely celery sticks, there's carrot sticks, there's a couple of wings, and I mean she's enjoying Old Bay wings.
She's with shooting, Bill Belichick. She's shooting up my draft board.
Now you like her even more.
I'm actually theorizing she might be in Annapolis.
Oh, you're thinking that might. Yeah. You know what? That's a really good call.
Thank you.
Because Belichick obviously has Annapolis ties.
Yes. I mean,
he either probably owns or, you know, is renting a baller yes. spot on the water.
And doesn't that give kind of Annapolis vibes or maybe Eastern Shore vibes?
Yeah, with the Old Bay.
And then also
sailboats off in the distance.
Like, I don't know how commonplace restaurants it is for a restaurant to have Old Bay.
Okay.
That's not that regional.
Right. You think they're at a restaurant or like they're at like a house?
It could be a house.
Could be, yeah. It could be like a dock bar type deal, like sitting on a patio.
But then if you investigate further.
Yes.
So let's like say there's no way they made their own wings, right? They ordered those.
I would assume they ordered them. Yeah.
Yeah. So any respectable Annapolis restaurant mm-hmm. would have Old Bay flavored wings.
Right. Totally.
So if you order Old Bay wings, you wouldn't need Old Bay on it. So I don't know if she's Annapolis or not.
Okay. There's just a lot of thought that's went into this picture.
Can you tell what I did all afternoon yesterday? I was playing Where on the World is Jordan San Diego.
Yeah, I can tell you did that. I appreciate that hustle. Now, Valdez came in during one of the breaks earlier and said, Cakes, you got to watch the Netflix Manhunt for Osama bin Laden, the documentary.
I saw Grant Paulson tweeting
about
it.
I've seen a bunch of people tweeting about it, and I feel like that's a big blind spot because I love me some docs about hunting down Osama bin Laden. I've watched Zero Dark Thirty probably 30 times or bits and pieces of it.
It just came out.
Yeah, but I thought on the trailer it said out March 10th. Or did they just push it? Did they push it back?
I don't know. That's what it was. It's out.
It's definitely out.
It's out. And
three episodes.
That's something I need to watch over the weekend. But that's not the story. The story is Netflix is also doing a doc on the 2023 implosion of the Ocean Gate Titan submersible.
All in.
Which instantly killed all five passengers. I'm with you, Valdez. Just like yesterday at MGM, I'm all in. I'm getting all my chips in. The first trailer for Titan, the Ocean Gate disaster, is heavy on testimony from those who knew the expedition company and its billionaire CEO, Stockton Rush. He was one of the five passengers killed on June 18th, 2023. When the submersible descended en route to the wreckage of the Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
And Rush is now in all the talking heads' crosshairs as the villain of this tragic story. One interviewee was quoted as saying, there was no way of knowing when Titan would fail, but it was a mathematical certainty that it would fail. Bonnie Carl, Ocean Gate's former finance and human resources director, recalls Rush once announcing, quote, Bonnie is going to be our next lead pilot, to which she reacted, are you nuts? I'm an accountant.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to put her at like the controls of this submersible. She's a bean counter. She's like, what are you talking
about? When did that
about?
Happen again?
2023. June 18th, 2023.
Wasn't it really small?
It was tiny.
It looked really small, yeah.
Like I saw,
I mean, they were on top of each other.
I saw the mock-ups of the space that people had, like, how they basically just had to duck into it, sit like Indian style, Native American style, whatever. I don't know what the proper way to say that is. And yeah, it was butt uncomfortable. And they met their untimely demise.
It might be one of the worst ways you could die.
Unless they died instantly.
Well, they died instantly.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
They died like,
because if all that pressure came
just,
in,
it just collapsed upon itself. Okay. And they probably didn't feel anything.
I thought they ran out of oxygen. It was a pressure collapse the cabin.
I think it just cratered in on them. Okay. And
then that's not that bad.
They were basically vaporized in a half second.
It was probably borderline instant.
Yeah. So that's coming out soon.
I mean, that's the best guess.
That is going to be a must watch. So now I got to put the Bin Laden and the Ocean Gate sub imploding in my Netflix queue.
Yep.
Jason, were you aware?
I'm going to watch that this weekend.
Hey, I'm begging you to watch it this weekend. I would love your review. And actually, you know what?
You're talking about the
Bin Laden.
Bin Laden.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you work for the government intelligence. You're silly. I'm going to tell you that right now. You're in the Pentagon listening to this.
Yeah.
You are silly.
Yeah, you're great at your job. Yeah, we commend you for your work. Jason, were you aware that Foreigner is still an active touring band? Foreigner, who had hits like in the 70s and early 80s.
Is Lou Gramm still the...
No chance. He's been out of the band for a long time.
I didn't think he was still with the band. But they're most... Does the new lead singer sound like him?
I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Yeah.
But that lead singer has been with the band for 20 years. His name is Kelly Hansen, and he's leaving.
Okay.
And there's a new guy coming in. They're going to be on their 50th year of being as a band together with another lead singer. His name is Luis Maldonado is taking over for Kelly Hansen.
Feels like the third time.
Feels like the well done, Valdez. Mick Jones is the only founding member still with the band. Lou Gramm's not there. Nobody else is still there that originally started the band.
Jeez, Mick Jones is 80. So he's out there as an 80-year-old traveling around the country playing spots.
Still grinding. Still doing it after all these years.
So I'm guessing Lou Gramm's about the same age.
We're not going to be trying to hit a weekend parlay when we're 80.
He's 75.
Oh, yeah. Well, you'll still be grasping. Though I have the utmost confidence that we are going to hit this weekend. Something you would never do, Jason. I know you would never do this. You would never go to the new Epic Universe in Orlando, Florida.
I saw the videos because the Today Show was doing live shows from there this past weekend. Man, that looks crazy.
Epic Universe officially opened to the public at Universal Orlando. I believe it was yesterday. The first visitors passed through the entrance at 6:30 in the morning. Here are the themed areas. Super Nintendo World, Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Ministry of Magic, How to Train Your Dragon, and Dark Universe, which to me sounds actually cool. It showcases classic monsters created by Universal Studios, like Frankenstein, Dracula, werewolf, like old school.
I'm intrigued by the Super Nintendo universe.
Yeah. How about the Harry Potter ride? Battle at the Ministry. You don't know how long the wait for it was.
Two hours.
Yeah, I was going to say two.
300 minutes.
People just sit.
Hold up. That's 5 hours.
300. Did I say 300 or 360? 300. 5 hours.
Yeah. You're terrible.
Went from 6 to 5 hours.
I mean.
He's always said he's not good at math.
Yeah, I'm not good at math.
You know
not
what?
A math guy. Single
five
guy.
Hours would feel like 6 hours.
It would definitely feel like 6 hours. Yeah. Can you imagine?
Have you ever seen a line longer than an hour?
Probably.
I don't think I have.
I'm sure I have.
I think an hour is about the longest that I've waited. 45 minutes to an hour. If I see it's longer than that, I'm just not going to do it.
I think I waited over like close to 2 hours to get Mike Mussina's autograph once.
Oh, that's
when I was a kid. Look,
yeah, did you ask him about his knuckle curve?
You're a big old guy. You needed that autograph. All right, that's your fee.
What do you do? You're waiting that long and you got to pee.
Yeah, I don't know.
Have somebody hold your spot.
I'm going to guess at least for the opening weekend, they must have like porta potties situated along. Like, because if you're waiting for 5 hours, like.
Yeah, you just have someone hold your spot.
People have to go to the bathroom.
Like, I mean, most people would, I mean, if they're nice, if it was, if Cakes and I don't know each other, I say, hey, bro, I got to go to the bathroom. Will you hold my spot?
He'd say, of course. Yeah.
If you're in a 5 hour line, you should be okay.
I mean, if I'm waiting 5 hours, the real Harry Potter should be on the ride right next to
me. But I know I'll never go to the Epic Universe. Yeah,
I know you
will. That
won't.
Is a fact.
So that's a branch off of Universal.
Yeah. Brand new theme park.
Got you.
Brand new silly added
to the
mix. We
went to Universal when I went to visit Kelsey, not last summer, the summer before.
Yeah.
And they had I think they had kind of a Nintendo area. It wasn't for me.
My quick Universal story was, went there once with my kids and when they were younger, and we waited in lines. I said, if we ever come back, I'm going to buy the Lightning Pass or whatever that gets you through the line quicker. So I bought what I thought were the tickets along with the Lightning Pass, and we got to the park, and I showed them my tickets, and they said, oh, these are your Lightning Pass tickets. Where are your actual park tickets? Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? Yeah. Park? I was like, they're not included in the price? They're like, no. I had to go buy the park tickets. That was another $800.
Yep.
But it was actually worth it because we got through the lines quickly. And it's something I'm not doing every year. Mm-hmm. It's probably once every 8 or 10 years type of deal with my kids. So it wound up working out. But that was a curveball for your boy when he got to the gate. They said, you got to go pony up near $1,000.
Pricey.
You want to get in the park.
All right. Got to take a break. Want to chime in on anything? Always hit us up at 800-636-1067.
Hey, our good friend, and I think this is kind of sudden, but our good friend Mark Packer, who's been a friend of the show for years, a longtime Charlotte sports radio and TV staple,
mm-hmm.
and of course worked for the ESPN and the ACC network, he announced his retirement.
Yeah, I saw that.
He said, I guess he tweeted this out, breaking news, my agent alerted ESPN this morning, this was I guess yesterday, ESPN this morning that I have decided to retire given the difficult challenges of the past 3 years on both a personal and professional level. The timing is right. I can't wait to travel, write, teach, and live again. Thank you for all the support. So Mark Packer, who has been great to us, and we had him in studio, I don't know, a few months ago.
Yeah, he's been awesome.
Valdez tweeted him, and he tweeted back really nice words. He wrote,
"Yeah,
always available to join the guys. You know how much I love the show."
Yep. I just texted him this morning, said, congrats, just saw your announcement. He goes, thanks for the nice words. He said, anytime you want me, let me know.
Have you texted Rory yet?
I have not texted Rory.
Yeah. Big time. Big timer in your phone.
Big timer.
Big time.
Have you flashed the number to anybody who said who's the most famous person in your phone?
No. Only time I did it was
you're
right here.
You're saving it for one day.
Maybe.
Could be like 5 years from now.
Rory. No, but Mark Packer, good dude. Really good dude.
Good people.
Yeah.
So they say that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is a really good dude. He won the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
OKC's up 2-0. Did you see what he gifted his teammates?
Mm. I'm pretty sure I saw it. Was it Rolexes?
So he gave each of them a gift basket.
Yeah.
Gave him a gift basket.
I don't know how he could afford to buy that.
Yeah, how could he do that?
Every Thunder player, including those on two-way contracts, received gift baskets at Wednesday night's team celebration, which included Rolex watches,
yep.
iPhones, Beats by Dre headphones, and Canada Goose jackets.
And that's
the jackets featured custom embroidery patches commemorating their 68-14 record, which tied the sixth best regular season mark in NBA history. I'm sorry, sixth best to you.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, it's pretty amazing. I mean,
68
but
wins, like that's great. That's awesome.
Yeah,
but
sixth best.
On. Yeah, still damn good.
Of course.
He's making, did he just sign he signed a 5-year deal for $180 million. I guess that was in 22, 23. So this year he's making $36 million. Next year he'll make $38 million, and then
could argue he's underpaid.
26, 27, he'll make $41 million.
I think it was on the broadcast. They said that I think it was on the broadcast.
He's actually a bargain.
Maybe I saw it somewhere else. He fired his agent.
Right.
And they said, well, what would he need an agent for? He just...
Right.
The one person said he just needs to go to the owner and say, I want the max.
Right.
And then the person who was responding said he doesn't even need to do that. He just needs to walk in.
Yeah, just you walk in and you just say, my deal's up. You're giving me the max deal. Right?
Yeah.
Now I could see
whatever the max deal
I could see him maybe having an agent for his outside NBA interest for generating endorsements, especially because he plays in a small market. Like, I'm sorry, like his star power doesn't rival a guy like LeBron or, guys like that because he's playing in the middle of the country in relative anonymity. So, like, he needs an agent to drum up the big, like, national endorsements. Mm-hmm. But for his NBA money, there's no reason for him to give one dime of it to an agent because he's a max guy.
It's so, the seventh straight year an international player has won the MVP because he's from Canada.
Yeah.
Right.
Can you name your last American MVP?
7 years ago?
Happened in 2017, 2018. I'll give you his numbers. Maybe it'll help. That year, this particular player averaged 30.4 points per game, 8.8 assists.
Steph.
No, Steph won it a few years before that.
Not Steph Curry. Okay, averaged 30.
He averaged American. 30 and 8.8 assists and 5.4 rebounds.
And clearly he's still in the league.
Still in the league. He was part of a Western Conference playoff team that got bounced in the first round.
First round exit. James Harden?
James Harden. The beard. Harden.
The beard
I was
got
gonna
it.
Guess. I was going to guess Kawhi.
Who's your next American player to win an MVP? They got a breakthrough. Like Jokic finished second. Giannis finished third. So this is since Harden won. Giannis won back-to-back. Jokic won back-to-back. Embiid won one. Then Jokic won again, and then Shea.
I'll say Edwards.
It's probably Anthony Edwards. It's probably the best guess.
Maybe
the,
or Tatum.
Best hope for an American.
Maybe Tatum.
I don't feel like people really like
Tatum. Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right. I would
say
Edwards
has a shot.
Yeah.
He's, by the way, minus 45 in this series when he's been on the court. Their team's down 45. I think they said that was his worst two-game stretch in the entire season.
Well, it might be Tatum because aren't the Celtics, they just sold, and they don't know if they're going to keep Brown and Tatum together.
Okay. Yeah, remember, he's not going to play next year.
I guess that's true. But if they're
that's going to affect them, yeah. Completely forgot about that. He won't be the same player. So I would say Edwards.
But here's the problem.
But
they're going to have to break through. Guys who haven't won an MVP that you would think of in the future, now he's been named almost every year and hasn't done it, is Luka. And then you got Wemby. Like, Wemby's not there yet, but Wemby's going to get there probably.
It could be, yeah. Just looking at Shea Gilgeous-Alexander's rookie deal, okay, from 2018 to 2021. 4 years, $17 million
right.
total. So he was making about $4.2 million per.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes to 31, 34, 35, 38, 41.
And then he's going to sign another max deal at the end of that.
Of course.
That's going to make that contract look like peanuts.
Yes. He's going to make, $500
million. Yep. Good for him.
In his career. Of course.
He's got the talent. The market's going
to
pay it.
Hey, right now, caller number 10, we're going to hook you up with some tickets to go see Old Glory DC Saturday, May 31st. Cakes and I are going to be there. Mm-hmm. It's fan appreciation night. Should be fun. It's at the Maryland Soccerplex. Final home game of the season. You can hang with us, catch some halftime shenanigans, cheer on Old Glory and their push for the playoffs. You can get discounted tickets now at oldglorydc.com with the promo code JUNKIES.
Get them. Buy those tickets.
You boys have a good Memorial Day weekend. I don't have anything planned. I got nothing.
Do I have anything planned?
I got nothing planned.
Not really. My son's coming in town from North Carolina tomorrow, so we'll hang out with him over the weekend. That'll be nice.
Yeah, I'm just going to hang out with my daughter.
Kind of low-key.
My oldest daughter will be going to the beach. She's going tomorrow morning. She said, Dad, what time should I leave? I said, 5 a.m.
Which one? Which beach?
She's just going to Dewey.
Oh, hey, get in the cooler.
Yeah.
It's Bung Bung Beach.
But I said you got to leave no later than 5.
Ava or Madden?
Madden.
Hey, man, come in the cooler. Let's drink some ponies.
It's a lot to be in the cooler.
Your dad's been here before. He's a drunk.
If she leaves at 8, she'll be on a bridge for about 2 hours.
Gotta leave early.
She's gotta leave at 5.
Yeah,
that's what I told her.
Yep.
I told her 5.
You still tracking her phone?
Of course, 360. I got it right here. You let me know when you want me to show you.
Your hustle's unmatched.
We got to get out of here for Bish Bucks Cakes. I'm JP. Have a great 3-day weekend, Memorial Day weekend. Be Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.